One of my favorites is on the phone right now, Heather Headley.
Mine too.
Yeah. Hey, Heather Headley, good morning.
Good morning, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm doing good, sweetheart.
I always love it how much energy you have in the morning.
Like, oh.
Because you start at what time? What time have you? How long?
I get up in the morning at 3 a.m. every day.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Have to.
3 a.m. Oh, my goodness. Is there anything you take? Like, are you coffeeing or what do you have
he
to
He doesn't.
Take?
That's the crazy thing.
I'm so intrigued
I have a
now.
Caffeine
what time do you go to bed?
Dip.
When we get off the air.
well, no, Heather, some of us go to sleep during the show.
No, I normally go to bed 10:30, 11, something like that.
Are you kidding? So you can live on 4 hours of sleep, 5 hours of sleep.
He's a good napper, too.
Okay, well, that's what I need to do. Because that's what I'm trying to figure out, is that morning thing. Because, you know, now with the kids and stuff, they wake you up early, and it's crazy.
And a Broadway schedule.
Right, on top of that. So, I'm trying to keep you guys' hours, but 3 a.m.
Heather Headley is playing Suge Avery in The Color Purple on Broadway.
Best musical revival, Color Purple.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been great. Very overwhelming and amazing to be back, you know, because this is how I kind of started out in this whole kind of professional world. With the music theater, and so it's just been great, and it's a beautiful story. I don't know if you have come in yet. You guys have come in. I'd love you to be there. You should totally come in. I'd love to have you. But it's just a beautiful story, and we have the best cast. You know, Danielle Brooks
from Orange Is the New Black. Yeah,
she plays Sophia amazingly to the point that I'm scared of her off stage. And then Cynthia Erivo, who's just like this amazing powerhouse. I don't know how she packs that voice into her body, but it's been great. And then the men are made.
Talking about somebody with a big voice in a body. You, Heather Headley.
You is.
My goodness.
You is.
I mean, tight. Heather Headley's voice is whoa.
It is whoa.
It is booming.
It is whoa.
So, yeah, you want me to come see it?
I would love you to come see it. Do you want to come see it?
Yes, I want to come see it.
All right. When you tell me when, and we will set that up.
Well, we have a contest.
But that's the next thing. And so here's the thing. I was hearing about this contest, and is it against the rules if I like get myself in the contest? Can I get in?
Well, we're coming to see you.
How's that going to work?
So if you're in the audience, how are we going to watch you on stage?
Yeah, how's that work?
And Suge Avery in the Tony Award winning The Color Purple.
I'll work with you. You know, I'm a big fan. Whatever you want to do.
You're a gifted woman, but I don't know. Omnipotence
is not my thing. But I think this is amazing, and I am so excited that you guys are doing this. I really, really am.
So how's the contest work, Sib?
So, Tom, if people go to blackamericaweb.com, and this is the Fan Fly Away Contest, and you go to blackamericaweb.com this week, and you answer a question, and a winner will receive 2 tickets to The Color Purple on Broadway. We'll have dinner with me and Tom, apparently, who's going to join us. You get a one-night stay in New York City and a talk back with the cast of The Color Purple.
Yeah.
And a round-trip airfare as well. But you have to go to blackamericaweb.com and answer the question for your chance to win.
Is it a tough question?
It's so tough.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The question is, what time does Tom wake up in the morning?
What else you got going on besides Color Purple? Are you going back on the road with Andre Bocelli?
We will at some point. I was supposed to be in his concert this summer and had to kind of postpone that because of the show. But it's all been amazing. I really can't complain, you guys. God has been so good. So, I have 2 little boys now.
Congratulations.
How old?
Thank you. One is 6 and a half and the other is almost 2.
Are they football players?
Yes. The second one has my brain and has his father's body, which is a very dangerous combo. So he's strong in football playing, but he's kind of crazy in the head. So it's not right.
So are they Legacy Northwestern students?
We love our cats.
That's
we
right. Go cats. Cats. Go cats.
We love our cats. But you know, my husband's family is all Alabama, so Roll Tide.
Oh, my.
Uh-huh. So that's going
to
be
wow.
A,
how did he make
one.
It to Northwestern?
I know. I know. Just by the grace of God.
And that's
like
where you're
all
at.
Roll Tide. So it's been, you know, that's been a journey in itself. And so now that I'm kind of seeing that the second one, you know, he's almost two, so he can kind of move on his own. It's been kind of great to be able to get back out. But I will say this very quickly. My husband and my family have been so amazing that even from their birth, they've been like, go, you know, we provide for nannies and stuff like that. And so they've been on the road with me. They're here in New York right now.
I cannot wait to have this opportunity to see you live on Broadway in the color purple. And folks who are interested, go to blackamericaweb.com, answer that question, and enter the contest. And the winners and I and Tom will be there to see you. And hopefully you'll be on stage and not just in the audience.
I will, but I have to tell you that this is, I hope your listeners are hearing, and I'm not trying to blow any smoke. This is an amazing, amazing offer by you guys. It's just so great to have these round-trip tickets to come to this city, see shows, hang out with the two of you, come see our show, have the talk back. They're going to have an amazing time.
Thank you for letting us do this.
Thank you so much, Heather Headley.
All right,
we
Heather Headley.
And see you soon.